Throughout the week, next week, but overnight, some clouds falls to the 60s. There'll be some 50s. Tomorrow, sunshine to partly cloudy, going to about low 80s. Making travel vacation plans soon? ComEd Explorer, the best travel packages, pricing, and deals available all under one roof. Travel Central Vacations Annual Vacation Expo has something for you. One evening only, Tuesday, October 17th, 3:30 to 6 p.m. in the Alexander Room and Terrace, 3200 Ridge Lake Drive, Suite 300, Metairie. It's free now if you RSVP now at TravelCentralVacations.com or $5 at the door. RSVP now, 504-834-7000.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck.
And this is Dave.
And we are 2 days away from Election Day.
Is that what's going on this weekend?
Yeah. Oh. Lots of chaos out there. Lots of good stuff happening and a lot of good candidates for everyone to pick from. So today I thought, you know, we do have a guest who will be calling in from Guatemala, Giovanni Frati. He's with Guatemala Immortal. Because there's a lot of fires going on, and I didn't know if you knew that, but Guatemala is, the liberals are burning it down.
This world is in a mess, and it's going to get worse and worse until Jesus catches us away and the Antichrist takes over and says, I'm going to impose order. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well, it seems like he's imposing order right now, huh?
Right now there's terrible disorder,
yeah,
especially in Israel, in the Gaza Strip. Well, I'm believing that this is a prelude to what the Bible talks about, where somebody's going to impose a peace treaty and Israel will say, okay, we have peace and security finally, and they'll sort of lay down their arms. And this is leading into the events of the book of Revelation.
Something's going on. I mean, I was listening to someone talking about how Israel has missiles aimed at D.C., and I'm not sure, you know, what's going on with that, but maybe it has to do with Biden sending $6 billion over to Hamas.
Well, I'd have to see some documentation on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. Me too. But I did hear it and I did read it, and there is information on that out there. And whether it's true or not, I don't know, but I do find that interesting. Well, you know, we have a lot of candidates that are running for this election Saturday, October 14th, and I'd like to go over some of those candidates with you, my picks, and also just some of the picks from the Women's Republican Club. A lot of the ladies there are choosing these candidates as well. Not all of them, but quite a few. So we have for governor, we've chosen John Schroeder for governor. And the reason we've chosen Schroeder is because we've noticed over the last decade, Schroeder's not establishment. Schroeder is absolutely somebody who is going to work hard for the voter.
Well, if you watch the TV commercials from his opponents, they talk about how evil he is and how he and John Bel Edwards did this and that. No, he opposed Edwards all along the way. He didn't cooperate with him.
No, those are all lies. Those ads are lies. And so you got to be careful with that stuff. And, you know, that's who we're going with, John Schroeder for governor. We believe that he will make Louisiana better than it's ever been. We've had so much corruption as my entire life. It's nothing but corruption. Louisiana is probably one of the most corrupt states, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe next to California. And but we got a lot of good people that live here. We have, South is a great place to live. We love Louisiana. We love New Orleans. We have beautiful people, beautiful locations. a wonderful place, a staycation. I know Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser is always promoting these staycations because there's so many beautiful things to do here in Louisiana. So our second pick would be Billy Nungesser for Lieutenant Governor.
So will you be upset if Elbert Gillery wins?
No, I won't be. I am friends with Elbert Gillery. I won't be upset at all. So, I mean, if that's who you choose, he is another candidate in the race.
He's a good guy.
He's a great guy. He's a very good guy. Thank you for saying that, too, Dave. So that's his one of his opponents, former Senator Elbert Gillery. But me personally, I'm going to be voting for Billy Nungesser. I think he's doing a great job with the tourists. I know it's gone down, but that's not because of him. That's because of COVID and all of the lockdowns and all the restrictions and things like that.
They were imposed by our Democrat governor, John Bel Edwards.
Yeah, exactly. And then, if you watch that, we'll get into that, but Cynthia Lee Shang locking down Jefferson Parish actually a week or two before John Bel Edwards announced the statewide lockdowns. And I think LaToya, the destroyer, announced hers a week before Cynthia Lee Shang announced Jefferson Parish.
Which is kind of questionable because they claim as their legal justification the governor's proclamation, but if it wasn't in effect, I don't understand how they could claim that as justification.
Deep, because they're not thinking about people like myself who actually pay attention to the fact that they locked down before the governor. So that, they have to say that, assuming people weren't paying attention. But that is the order, and it is documented. And then here comes the lockdowns in Jefferson Parish, the mask mandates, it was chaos, right?
And it was so bizarre. You've pointed out about, which politician that closed down three of the four doors on his building and kicked you out.
Yeah, that's Scott Walker. Listen, not only am I against Scott Walker for city council, but I have been fervently praying that man not win that seat because I personally saw that and was, someone he threw out because I didn't wear my mask. But according to John Bel Edwards' 89-2020 proclamation, I was medically exempt, along with my son and many, many people out there. You didn't know you were exempt, but you were.
So Scott Walker says, oh, no, I've never been in favor of mask mandates and
it's not true.
And so forth.
He's not telling the truth. He's actually lying.
He kicked you personally out of
That's
store.
Exactly correct.
Yeah.
And but the thing that was really telling is when he had three of the four doors shut down.
Yeah, that's so bizarre. If you have four doors in your building and you want to prevent making people associate with the virus, spread them out. But no, they closed down three of the four doors. So everybody's got to go through the same door now. Those viruses are just hovering over, waiting to attack like a swarm of bees.
And that is when the virus first came out. So that first strand was highly contagious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I asked him, you're accusing me of spreading the virus because I don't have a mask on, but I'm medically exempt. And we knew those masks didn't work anyway. That was just all propaganda and, to see how we could control things.
Virtue signaling.
Virtue signaling. Thank you so much for saying that's exactly what that was. And so then I turned back and said, you have three of the four doors closed. So the very thing you, Scott Walker, are accusing me of doing, you are actually doing. You are actually forcing people to walk in and out of the same door. And his response to me was, I'm trying to work with the flow of the register, to help the flow of the register. And all I could say was, you actually think that I'm that stupid. What you just said is the dumbest thing ever.
So the justification for this was for health reasons, but because of the flow through the register. That's a health reason?
Yeah, but that answer doesn't work because the flow to the register would be in one door all the way to the right and then out the last door all the way to the left.
On the other end of the store.
On the other end, which is about 8 feet apart. So his explanation was strange. It didn't make sense.
So would it be correct to say you do not support Scott Walker?
I do not support Scott Walker at all. So his opponent is Dominic Impastata, and we support Dominic Impastata for Jefferson Parish City Council. They're trying to say Dominic Impastata is the mafia. Dominic Impastata is not the mafia, and if he were, the mafia protects the family. So I think I'd go with the mafia over the globalist. That's just my saying. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Who more than self? Our country loved.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com. Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Everything Old is New Again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything Old is New Again, going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
All right. Welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We are absolutely not going to take it, and we're doing our best to show you or lead you in the direction of the better candidates and try to stay away from establishment. Establishment is that machine, and we're raging against the machine. I think that's what we're doing.
Sounds like a music group.
Yes, it is. But back then they were banned, I think, by the former mayor, Giuliani. He did not like that group. So we talked about John Schroeder for governor, and then we sidestepped and went to Scott Walker not to vote for him and to go with Dominic and Posada for Jefferson Parish City Council. Billy Nungesser for lieutenant governor. And if you, you know, want to vote for Albert, go right ahead. Good candidate as well. Then again, Brandon Trosclair for secretary of state. The reason we're going with Brandon Trosclair is because Brandon is the only candidate of all the candidates that's talking about election integrity and cleaning up the voter rolls that John Bel Edwards and even Jeff Landry, they're denying that there's anything going on with the election.
One of the things I really like about Brandon is he's not a professional politician. He's a businessman who also happens to be doing governmental service, but he knows how to run things and get them done.
Yes, he does. That's right. I think he has like 13 or 14 grocery stores.
Yeah.
And, you know, right away when he gets in there, he is going to go to work for the voters and he's going to install election integrity. And, you know, what do we have to lose to clean up the machines?
Yeah, we've had Brandon on here a number of times, and he's pointed out that the state of Louisiana voting machines are easy to hack if you know what you're doing. So the outgoing Secretary of State says, oh, we have a secure system. No, we don't.
And there's also who counts the votes?
Yeah.
That's a big question that Brandon keeps asking, because it's not people here in Louisiana. It's in a different country. It's not even in the United States.
Yeah.
So that all has to go away. The people need to count the votes. And we need to know, you know, whether or not you can tap into those machines. The investigation never did go forward. The Attorney General Jeff Landry never did sue Kyle Ardoin, Secretary of State. Matter of fact, I think he represents him in a lawsuit against some Louisiana citizens who are suing him for election to find out the truth about whether or not our systems are hackable.
Oh, come on. Trust me, it's secure. Just pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
I had a lady come up to me about a month ago and asked me what I knew about Jeff Landry. She said she'd gone to a luncheon and asked him about election integrity, and he told her, don't worry about that. The machines are secure. Everything's, great. And she told me she went off on him.
Oh, yeah.
I said, good. He needs a good chewing. Yeah.
Who was the doctor we had a couple of weeks ago? He was a doctor of physics, and he talked about how he was able to hack right into the machine using, he borrowed the phone from the Secretary of State and got right in.
Yeah, and his name, I'm drawing a blank, but that's exactly correct. He met up with Kyle Ardoin at one of the ladies who's fighting for election integrity's house, and they watched one of the movies that showed how they were pinging on the cell phones and towers and how they were stealing the election and, you know, all the drop boxes and everything like that. And they were able, they didn't use his phone, but he was the Dr. Frank Douglas. Frank Douglas used his cell phone in front of Kyle Ardoin, and he hacked the system, and he showed Kyle. So, you know, a week or two after that, Kyle drops out the race. Is that coincidental? They're saying it's health issues. I don't believe that. Yeah. And then the week later, Secretary Sheck Snyder, who's a big rhino, who does not vote for you or I or family, he votes against the children. Sheck Snyder decides he's going to now put his hat into the race. Well, we will never forget about what Sheck Snyder did to Ray Garofalo, about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and coining him as if he were a racist, when Garofalo's a very good man. And we'll talk about him. He's running for Senate in the Senate district number one, Senate seat district. So
back to Brandon Trosclair for Secretary of State. Let's go Brandon.org, LetsGeaux, Brandon.org.
Is it .org or .net? Look that up real quick.
Okay.
It may be .net, so we'll get back to you on that, okay? For some reason, I'm thinking it's .net, but all right. So we definitely want Brandon Trosclair in there. I know the establishment is touting Landry, this lady who worked under Kyle Ardoin. You do not want the same old, same old. Do not vote for Landry. Do not vote for Sheck Snyder. Vote for Brandon Trosclair for Secretary of State. We definitely will have some improvements there in our election integrity. All right. Next, Scott McKnight and for treasurer. Looks like John Schroeder, the Louisiana treasurer, endorsed Scott McKnight a few days ago. And so I actually just found that out today, and I thought that that was very good of him. Very interesting that John Schroeder endorsed Scott McKnight, because what he must have found out was that John Fleming is the establishment choice. So here we go again, picking establishment, or do we pick non-establishment? I think we need to rage against that machine and pick non-establishment candidates, because the establishment, both on the right and the left, work for themselves, special interest donors, and not for the voters.
You're right. It's letsgobrandon.net.
Okay, perfect. So that's letsgobrandon, G-E-A-U-X, brandon.net. Thank you, Butter Swisher, on the live stream. Where was I? So Scott McKnight for treasurer. And then there's the candidate, like I mentioned, John Fleming, who I like personally. I've known John Fleming for about 10 years. We had him at the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans. He's a great guy one-on-one, but he is the establishment choice. And because of that, I think that, you know, we need to continue raging against that machine and go outside of the establishment. Scott McKnight for Louisiana Treasurer, endorsed by Louisiana Treasurer John Schroeder, is our pick. All right. We were going with Fleming, but we've changed our mind now. Sorry, Fleming. All right. And then Attorney General Liz Murrell, M-U-R-I-L-L, is the establishment's favorite, which is a bit concerning. I do like her. I don't know her personally. I do like everything that she's been doing to work against the vaccines. I do understand that her son was vaccinated and had some serious complications from it. So she jumped on that, which is great. That's what we should do, because those vaccines did harm millions of people. She's been working closely with AG Jeff Landry. And we also have recently found out that AG Jeff Landry receives millions from trial lawyers into a PAC called Protect the Children PAC. That's Protect the Children PAC. We also know that when you name these bills or PACs a certain name, most of the time you're doing the opposite of what you've named it.
So who's your choice for Attorney General?
Well, I'm going to let you all pick. I like Liz personally, but again, I don't want to pick someone who's establishment. And the other person that I would choose would be Marty Mallory, M-A-L-R-Y. Now, his war chest is low, but and hers is 1.5 million.
Wow.
His is like 31,000. But do we want the candidate that the trial lawyers are dumping money into so that they can pay to play later? Or do we want the candidate with the less money that's actually going to work for the people?
Yeah.
So that's Marty Mallory against Liz Murrell. And there's a few other candidates. You guys need to Google that or DuckDuckGo that. And then again, Dominic Impastato for Jefferson Parish City Council. Vote Rhino Scott Walker out. Scott Walker's for lockdowns, mask mandates, and forced COVID poisonous jabs on the school schedule with Rhino Cynthia Lee Shang. Scott Walker closed 3 of the 4 doors. We talked about that. So get Rhino Scott Walker out and vote Dominic Impastato for Jefferson Parish City Council. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Liberty started shaking her fist and an eagle will fly. Gonna be here when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grill, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
The Tux Charitable Foundation, in association with the crew of Tux Parade, is holding the 4th Tux Umbrella Walk and Gumbo Gras on October 28th at 9 a.m. in Audubon Park, shelter number 10 off Magazine Street. Food, drink, live music are all included with registration. This is where Mardi Gras meets Halloween, and everyone is encouraged to come in costume. Kids' activities include the Small Friars Umbrella Decorating Tent, Decorated Wagon Parade, and Small Friars Funhouse. Please go to www.tuxfoundation.org for information and registration.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. Northwestern State in Natchitoches is mourning the tragic death of a respected football player. Natchitoches Police Corporal John Greeley says junior safety Ronald Caldwell's body was found with several gunshot wounds between two buildings and an apartment complex on University Parkway where he lived.
Right now, our detectives are actively working the case. What we do know is that there were several gunshots, and unfortunately, that's when we located Mr. Caldwell.
Northwestern head coach Brad Layard spoke of the respect the staff and team had for Ronald Caldwell. Caldwell was recently honored as Northwestern Student Athlete of the Month. Northwestern has canceled Saturday's football game against Nicholls State. Good news in the battle against saltwater intrusion impacting drinking water systems in southeast Louisiana. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released an updated forecast today, and the saltwater wedge is no longer expected to reach Orleans or Jefferson Parishes. An underwater levee constructed by the Corps is helping to hold back saltwater. LRN.
For 200 years, Louisiana has developed, enjoyed, and benefited from sugarcane production. Sugarcane has enhanced the lives of millions statewide, and it's those same people who make this amazing industry number one. Log on, learn more at lacane.org.
Tiger Rag Magazine subscribers are LSU fans in the know. Tiger Rag Magazine gives you exclusive stories, beautiful pictures, and behind-the-scenes insights. Subscribe today and be in the know at tigerrag.com.
This is Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin. Election Day is this Saturday, October 14th, and everyone has something on their ballot. So make sure to download the free, award-winning GoVote mobile app. Find your polling place, sign up for electronic notifications, and view your sample ballot. As a reminder, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. this Saturday. For more information and to find out how we keep our elections safe and secure, visit geauxvote.com. Get ready and go vote, Louisiana.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Sweet Caroline,
All right, good times never seem so good. We're going to win. We have a lot of great candidates, and we're going to roll right through this. So we left off on Scott Walker. Stay away from him. Vote for Impastato. Let's get somebody who's going to work for the family. Charles Masala, representative for District Number 94, is running against Stephanie Hilferty.
So District 94 is where?
Yeah, that's Jefferson. It's Metairie.
Yeah.
It's a part of Metairie, but she's not in, I live in Old Metairie, so she's not who I would, I'm Schlegel. So I think that's like Lakeview area, maybe, and a little bit further. I'm not too sure about where the district lines run, but so if Stephanie Hilferty is your representative, you need to get her out of there and go vote for Charles Marsala. He is going to represent you, we the people. He's definitely, you'll be able to get in touch with him. He gives his phone number out, and he's definitely somebody who will work with you, okay?
Now, if you're a conservative Republican, you will not like Stephanie Hilferty. If you're a Rhino or a Democrat or something like that, you might. But Martha and I, of course, were conservative Republicans, and we want somebody in there that shares our values, and Stephanie Hilferty does not.
Yeah, it bothers me. She has several beautiful children, but yet she votes against the children. This is strange to me. Somebody's lining her pockets because you just don't do that. So we got to get her out of there. Get the Rhino out, Stephanie Hilferty. Mike Segura, representative for District 92. He's Kenner. That's Joe Stagney. That's your district.
That's my district. Yeah, out there around the Highway Park area, Bonneville High School and so forth. And I've known Mike for a number of years, and he's a good guy. He may not be the most exciting guy in the world. Sorry, Mike. But he's honest, and one thing he does is show up. That's one of the characteristics that's really disappointed me about Joe Stagney. So many votes, he didn't show up. A lot of it was on a controversial issue, and he just didn't cast a vote at all. Then when it came around to the veto override session, he didn't even bother to show up. And in the regular session, sure, he had supported the governor on a number of issues. You know, we are not, Martha and I are not too enthusiastic about the idea of making girls compete against boys, but he was in favor of the girls competing against the boys. And in fact, there was even a recall drive, which I was involved in, and he sort of backed off on that somewhat, but he still aligned himself with Governor Edwards on so many things. So we're lining ourselves up with Mike Segura for state representative rather than Joe Stagney.
That's right. And I know that Flaming Conservative is saying go to followthemoney.org. Followthemoney.org. And you can follow the money. See who's paying Stephanie Hilferty for her votes. All right. That's Mike Segura, representative for District 92. Vote for Mike Segura. And then you can go to MikeSegura.com to check him out. Kathy Edmondson, representative for District Number 88, Kathy4Louisiana.com. Kathy Edmondson is a member of the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. She is faithful. She has been on the front lines against the COVID vaccine shots, the mandates in the school schedules. She has fought tooth and nail for the families, for the parents, for the mothers. You absolutely, if you're in her district, definitely vote. I know the Democrats are paying a lot of money to get the candidate to run against her. So come on, MAGA, make America great again, voters. Get out there and vote for Kathy Edmondson, representative for District 88. We need her back in there to fight the good fight. We have Timothy Kerner. Timothy Kerner, we had him on last week. He's running for Senate seat District Number 8. You can go to timkernerjr.com. timkernerjr.com. His opponent is Paul Connick, whose voting record proves he's selling the people out over there in the West Bank. We got to get Paul Connick out of there. Get that rhino out. That's Tim Kerner, District 8. All right? And then we have Valerie Hodges for that Senate seat in District 13. Valerie Hodges has proven herself to be for the children, the families, for the locals. She's working very hard for you and I. And she's reachable. You can actually speak to her, which a lot of these senators and congressmen are not. And that's alarming when you can't speak to them. So that's Valerie Hodges for Senate District 13. You really want to get out there and vote for her. And then one of my favorites. I really adore this man because he really took a licking. That's Representative Ray Garofalo. He's running for District number 1. Garofalo is a good man, and he has worked hard for our education. And we will bring Louisiana from 47th, 48th, 49th, 50th to number 1 because we have not quit working on that. We are working on that fervently. Next week, the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans is going to have a luncheon at Vincent's Italian Restaurant in Metairie. And Garofalo is one of the guest speakers. You are welcome to join us. You can contact us at the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans.com and RSVP, or you can reach out to me at Huck, H-U-C-K, at WGSO.com. So we'll be there from 11 to 1 next Friday. And also Dr. John Merrifield, the author of How and Why, A Priceless Tale, is helping us to put together the packet on how do we have school choice. I mean, we don't have school choice. We have school chance with the charters. And a lot of times we need more options because the options that we have right now feel like the government has their hands in every single one of them. So we want an option where the government's hands are not in there. And we're working very hard towards school choice in Louisiana.
And back to Ray Garofalo.
Garofalo.
Garofalo. What's the easiest way to trash somebody's reputation nowadays? What do you say about him?
Call him a racist.
Yeah. So Mr. Garofalo made, I guess, an unfortunate choice of words. There was some issue that came up, and he mentioned about the good, the bad, and the ugly of slavery. Well, there was no good, okay? But he's referring to the movie title. It's sort of a catch-all phrase. Ray is not a racist. He is not in favor of slavery. But boy, he was slammed because of that, and he was removed from committee assignments in the legislature and so forth for using that expression. He's not a racist.
No, he's not. But, you know, they coined me a racist, too, because I supported him.
True. Yeah.
Right? They put me on the front page or wherever, and called me a racist and a bigot and all these things. But the truth of the matter is if you research a woman by the name of Phyllis Whitley, she was an 8-year-old African-American who was, you know, sold into slavery by the Africans and brought over here to America, which is a tragedy. It's horrible to buy and sell humans. It's America is the only nation, the first nation, to do away with slavery. Let's not forget that. We fought against that. And it was the Republican Party that did it, not the Democrats.
Yeah.
All right? So look up Phyllis Whitley and find out, you know, her story. Because that lady, there were Christians, because it was legal, which is a bad thing, not a good thing for that. Yeah. That law was a bad law. Let's get that. I want you to understand that. I'm not for slavery. But I am saying that there was a law back then, a bad law. And there were people who did participate in that. And this one woman, Phyllis Whitley, was raised in a Christian home. And she learned to read and write and became the first black author in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. A very inspiring story.
Absolutely. So we can't say that, you know, there wasn't any absolutely good. I'm not saying slavery was good, but there are things in every bad situation, something good can come from it. I'm not condoning it. Let's just be real here. People don't want to talk about things. They cancel you because if you even mention something, you know, the truth about a fact, you can look Phyllis Whitley up. All right, let's get back to Paul.
So, once again, which political party got rid of slavery?
The Republicans.
Oh, yeah, not the Democrats.
No, that's exactly correct. So, they canceled Ray Garofalo over a lie, and I pray for that man all the time because he's going to do great in the Senate seat, and he's going to help us bring our education system from 47th, 50th to number 1. Vote Ray Garofalo for Senate District 1. Yeah. All right, who else do we have? Did we go through all of our candidates? I think we did. Do we have a caller on the line, or do you have anything you want to bring up?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Now, let's see who the caller is.
Okay, let's take that call. Joseph?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for being patient. How are you today?
Okay. I wanted to bring something up. In his, you know, forever conversation that people have about racism and stuff like that.
Joseph, listen, we're going on a quick break. Can you hold that thought? And as soon as we get back, you'll be first up.
All right.
Hold on the line for me. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back.
I'm bounding fathers away in the sea. Who will stand and fight? Stand. Government is out of control. They're taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Chicken, chicken, chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Real quick, I have Joseph on the line, but I don't want to forget two more candidates I have to mention. Melinda Bourgeois for Jefferson Parish City Council. That's melinda-bourgeois.com. No to Liljeburg. If you don't want to vote for Liljeburg, he's establishment. He's establishment choice. We're trying to, again, rage against the machine. But Melinda is actually a great candidate. She is definitely someone who's out there working for the voters. And you just need to go onto her website, melinda-bourgeois.com, and see all the wonderful things she has done. Liljeburg, on the other hand, was an appellate judge when Brooke Beninati had filed an appeal against the situation of her son being taken through the weaponization of the judicial system, which is a whole nother story. Lil Jeberg was on that appellate. He's one of the judges who ruled in favor of the alleged pedophiles and against the mother. So if you're going to rule in favor of an alleged pedophile and against the mother fighting to protect her son from the alleged pedophile, I'm not voting for you. And I'm going to make sure everyone I know doesn't vote for you. So I used to like Lil Jeberg, but once I was involved in that hashtag Justice for Chase LA, you can find that on Facebook, hashtag Justice for Chase LA, and see the videos and all of the information about this little boy being allegedly familial trafficked through the weaponization of the judicial system, Judge Rowan, Judge Cleese, Hearing Officer Paul Whitting, and Jacqueline Maloney, who was the attorney. Do not vote for Jacqueline Maloney. Vote for her opponent. She's running for Scotch legal seat. Stay far away from that lady, and whoever is her opponent, vote for them. I haven't looked them up, but you do not want Jacqueline Maloney as a judge.
And notice Martha said alleged a bunch of times.
Alleged, alleged, alleged. I'm already being sued by the alleged pedophile, so... but God's got it, and we will win. The truth is the truth, and facts are the facts. Tim Templet for Jefferson Parish City Council at large. We really want to get Tim Templet in there. His opponent is Van Franken. Now, I just looked up a lot of things about Van Franken. I don't have anything personally against Jennifer Van Franken. I think she's done some great community things for the community. But I also found out a couple of weeks ago that she is on Team Scott Walker. That's a globalist team. We don't want that. And then I found out yesterday that she's the reason Severn is got a concrete wall for a bike path with no bikes on it. Huh. She leveraged out $10 million over the next 10 years, or millions of dollars over the next 10 years. I don't know how much. What? Did you see Severn? Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's really difficult to navigate.
There are reports of vehicles that have ran over the cement wall and have thousands of dollars of damage. The locals are furious with Jennifer Van Franken. Why didn't she check with the residents before she decided that the globalist Agenda 30 bike path would be in our best interest? Like, she doesn't know about it. And I don't dislike her. She just doesn't know. Jennifer Van Franken didn't even know about the 89-2020 John Bel Edwards proclamation when I was sitting at her table a few weeks ago. And I stood up and, you know, went against Scott Walker, asked him a simple question. Jennifer Van Franken didn't know about the proclamation. So it's just that she just doesn't know. And I think Scott Walker's using her to pull her onto his team. I think she's a great community worker, but I don't like those bike paths, and that is Agenda 30. That is about all that population control, which we know happened through COVID. We know it. It's not a conspiracy theory. Millions of people have died. Those vaccines are poisonous, so don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about here. You know what I'm talking about. Agenda 30 is a part of that population control, and so they're going to remove the people, less vehicles, and add more bicycles. And that's hence the bike paths.
Okay, back to our call.
People are getting killed on those bicycles in streets. It's not wise. All right, Joseph, you there?
I'm here.
What do you have to say?
I was going to say that most people in America today, in the 21st century, really don't know that one of the biggest ethnic groups that were racially discriminated against, even though they were white, they were from Europe, was the Irish.
Yeah,
that's correct.
In fact, cartoons of the day in the 19th century used to depict the Celtic Irish, the Irish, more or less like monkeys. I was shocked when I saw it, but it's true. They depict them as monkeys. But when the Civil War broke out, the Irish that were living in the southern states, we're talking about a lot of immigrants, they enlisted into the Confederate cause. In fact, a lot of people don't know this, but at the Battle of Gettysburg, the regiment that actually broke through for a while, the southern regiment that broke through the Union lines at Gettysburg, was the 23rd North Carolina Infantry. And what ethnic group were they composed of? The Irish. The Irish were the ones that proved they had the courage to go up against over 75 mass cannons, Union cannon, and walk into a literal hailstorm of round shot, solid shot, grape shot.
Canister.
Round ball shot. But the Irish fought for, the South at Gettysburg when those Irish who were there. And, of course, the Irish who emigrated up north, they fought for their cause, too. But a lot of people don't know about this.
Yeah, that's true.
The 23rd North Carolina Infantry, which was an Irish Confederate regiment, they threw themselves at the Union line at Gettysburg, and actually for a while broke through. They actually broke through. That was considered an impossibility. But the Irish had the fighting spirit. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. You're always welcome to call back to Liberty or Lockdown.
So there's always somebody looking to look down on some other ethnic group.
Always. Racism is a heart issue. So it's not a color issue. It's a heart issue. If someone hates someone, it's because they hate them within their heart. You can, that's just the way it is. It's good against evil. All right. We have a caller, John Swisher. You on the line?
Hey, good afternoon, Ms. Sister Huck. Hey, Team Schroeder gonna win.
Team Schroeder all the way.
The Lord
Schroeder for governor, 100%.
And he's gonna call us tomorrow night on the show, and you'll be guest hosting with me again.
That's right. So the Flaming Conservatives has a show on Friday at 7 p.m. Tune into that show. We'll have John Schroeder for governor on that show tomorrow at 7 p.m. Thank you, John Swisher. Appreciate you.
All right.
Last thing, Tim Templet for Jefferson Parish City Council. We talked about him and his opponent, Van Franken. It's nothing personal against Van Franken. I just think that she's unaware of Scott Walker being a globalist because he cut the ribbon for Aldi and he shuts the doors. He's for mass mandates, lockdown. So we want Tim Templet for Jefferson Parish City Council at large. Vote for Tim Templet for that position, for that city council seat. And that is where we are today. We will end the show. I hope that you were able to get that down. If not, go to WGSO.com, Liberty or Lockdown, and you can replay that, and you can write those names down and go vote tomorrow, October 14th. All right? The Lord bless you. Thank you, Dave. We're praying for you to get some strength, and we'll see y'all next Thursday.
God bless the USA.